Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Murray State University Breath of Veterinary Center in Hopkinsville partnering with the North Pole to make sure Santa's reindeer are ready to make their worldwide journey to deliver toys and goodies to boys and girls tonight. Director Dr. Debbie Reed says they partnered with the North Pole Veterinarian to perform all the pre-flight testing.
We are working with Dr. Samantha Claus. She's the niece of Santa Claus. She's the official veterinarian for the reindeer up at the North Pole. She sent us blood samples and all kinds of other samples from those reindeer. She sent us hay and grain samples.
Dr. Reed says Rudolph and his fellow reindeer are ready to fly.
His shiny red nose has nothing to do with any kind of disease at all. He just has that shiny red nose, so he's in great shape. Dasher and Dancer are the lead pair. They're the quickest moving of all the deer, and their eyes are bright and shiny, and Dr. Claus tells us they should be able to spot every single roof and land without any problems. Then Prancer and Vixen are what's called the first swing team. They have been eating well, and their hair coats are shiny and thick, and that's always a good indication that any animal is healthy. Comet and Cupid are what's called the second swing team of the hitch. You know, Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid can all be switched around in that hitch. They're all good friends, and they have Comet and Cupid, their muscle tone is really good, and all those things in their blood that indicates that their muscles are working good, all that. And then finally, Donner and Blitzen, they're called the wheel team, and they are the two biggest reindeer of the whole hitch. So they had their feet and legs x-rayed at the North Pole Veterinary Clinic to make sure that all their bone structure looked good and their feet and legs looked good and everything, everything checked out great.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Breath of Veterinary Center Director Dr. Debbie Reed says they still don't know what makes the reindeer fly each year.
We don't know what enables them to fly, but when we look at those blood samples, sometimes there's some little sparkles in them that we can't identify.
Dr. Reed adds, one thing is for sure.
They should be able to carry Santa Claus and all the toys and the sled all over the world and land safely and then get Santa Claus back to the North Pole, for breakfast.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.